The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. End of the line. Joel says, I, hypocrite, uses a Jeff quote every day. Okay. Yeah, I did see some. I also saw that Matt Walsh was using recently the idea that race exists because a black man and a black woman will always lead to a black child. That was one of my goodies. Goodies, oldies. It's great when Matt Walsh uses it. What would be great though is if Matt Walsh stopped ignoring me. And one time he retweeted me, and then he got told by his audience, "Careful, this is evil JF," and he detweeted me. That is not cool. Not cool at all. I would like to have at least the respect of a human being, if you're gonna take my ideas on top of it. Something for this box says, he's got some great takes. I find myself writing them down and saying them to neighbors. Okay. A chill show tonight because there's not much happening. For a couple of days, I've been watching Back to the Future. Back to the Future 1, 2, 3. You know, there's lots of movies that I want to rewatch, but Back to the Future was kind of left on the side as a movie that I knew was good, but I didn't feel the need to rewatch it for many years. And suddenly I had the need to rewatch it. And yeah, it is one of the greatest series of movies. It's as good as it gets. McFly! They are remaking it as Black to the Future with Kevin Hart. Oh my god. It's so sad, this moment of history that we're in, where like my whole generation as adults, what have we gotten from cinema and TV? We got remakes with black women. It's like, why? Why? I could have been born in the 1940s. I could have been born in the 70s and the 80s. There would have been something for me. But no, I'm born exactly at the moment where they decided we're going to remake all movies with a black woman, a very annoying black woman at the center of it. Why? Frog Eyes says, lol, at the subtle incest story with his teenage mom having the hots for Marty. People have been saying this on my Twitter. It's a story about incest. No, it's a story about time loops, and there just happens to be a momentary error. But precisely, this is not presented as the good thing. It's the bad thing. It's the thing that shouldn't happen. So because the space-time continuum will be destroyed if that happens. So I fully disagree that this is a subtle nod to incest. End of the line. Joel says Minecraft had a funny woman in it too, I believe. Yeah, I still gave a good score to Minecraft because the black woman has been given a side role with the wolves. I would recommend, you know, to any filmmaker who is forced to include a black woman, just do like the Minecraft movie. Give her a side role, specialist of wolves. She talks to the wolves in a special manner that no one understands. That's her great power. Leave it aside. give it a side quest in the movie, you know, and that will get you your black employee so that you can claim diversity for whatever movie credits you're making, but don't put her at the center of the action. Steven Miller is saying that he is considering getting rid of habeas corpus, the idea that you can't imprison people for no reason, basically.
Hold on, there's a question back there first.
I have two quick questions. First, you know, President Trump has talked about potentially suspending habeas corpus to take care of the illegal immigration problem. When could we see that happen, do you think?
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration and Nationality Act, which stripped Article III courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article III courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch. The courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well, too. So all of that...
What a failing civilization, where the judges are knowingly acting against the law. It's a fucking headache, this society, how fast it fell. End of the line, Joel says, just wait for Pope Leo to intervene with an objection. Yeah, we got now a pope that was favorable to supporting incoming migrants. Artemis says, I was in a long-term relationship with a woman who has BPD, so either bipolar or borderline personality disorder. We divorced 10 years ago, and she successfully enmeshed my kids. They rejected me 7 years ago. Now they're young adults. What should I do? Those are very important questions. So many men find themselves in this situation. But I would recommend, I mean, you do what you want in the end. I wouldn't desperately kneel to your kids as they basically abuse you with the abuse content that they've inherited from their mother. So to me, what I would do with kids that I've been separated from by injustice, the way I approach this is you have a choice. And I would communicate with them once. And if they take the wrong choice, they would be out of my life. The way I would do it is, I'm giving you the choice. You can decide to deny what your mother has done. And it's not your fault that it's been done because you were a child and you've been deceived. You can go on in life with me and spend some time as adult with me, growing beside a father and being taught things that we didn't get the chance to do because you were taken from me. But you need to fully deny your mother, you need to fully reject her, and you need to acknowledge that what was done to you and to me is a crime. And it's a use of lies and deception, and it's an injustice. Under these circumstances, I'm willing to interact with a child that was taken from me. Under any other circumstances, where the child remains attached to his mother, where he's holding against me some frustration for being a bad dad, when in fact that opportunity has been taken from me by force, any sort of revolt or siding with the mother, they are out of my life and they are dead to me. That is my approach. I'm not willing to, as I once said, I took no shit from the judge, I took no shit from your mom, and I won't take any shit from you. That would be my message to the child. Now, if they are willing to make the right choice, you can integrate them into your life as adults. If not, then don't engage, because it's going to be an injustice that continues itself. You've already been under the anxiety and stress of having been the victim of an injustice for 7 years. You can't spend the rest of your life just with brewing this injustice in front of you as it incarnates inside your children. So for those people who are willing to do anything to get 1 week as adults with their children, I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to beg. I'm not willing to kneel. I'm not willing to let my own child come to me with reproaches that come ultimately from the deception of his mother. And if they choose not to be with you, they get what they fucking deserve. And treat them as dead to you, and they're out there anyways. The worst thing they can do is not have babies. The worst thing they can do to hurt you while you're disconnected from them is to be gay. That's the worst thing they can do. The worst thing they can do is hurt themselves. In the best case scenario, they're making babies and you'll have grandchildren without much work. That is the sad conclusion. I wish the world was different. I wish the world was such that you can let your guards open and welcome them back. But the problem is, if they come back and you're just the cool dad that they come to see once a summer, you're not going to have major influence on their life. You are going to be living with kids that are mostly brainwashed by their mother. They're going to keep rebrewing this impression that you are a failure somehow and that it was fair for them to be taken by their mother. So if there's not an explicit detachment from the mother, if there's not a will in the kid to say, look, I see what happened and it was a crime and it was an injustice against you and me. If there's not this, I would say just move on in life. If you're still young, start a new family. If you're old, find a hobby that you like. And just do that hobby until death. But you don't have to reimpose onto you the injustice that has been torturing you for the last 7 years. Coronal mass ejection says, stupid of the kids to just totally believe the mother without getting to know the dad. Exactly. And so let them get what they deserve in life. They deserve to live among migrants with their mom in the city. They deserve to live in a fatherless society that rejects men. They deserve ultimately, eventually, to die from some migrants just shooting them or killing them with a knife, as was the case with Carmelo and Tony. You just accept that you've lost this part of you. But there are conditions for this part of you to be fairly reintegrated to your life. We had Fadam on the Discord that was saying, the woman question is subordinate to the JQ. Europeans have our own ways of dealing with women that worked until Jews took over our countries in the lead up to World War II and beyond. The woman question and its related problems track one-to-one with the immigration of and attainment of power by Jews in our countries. You will not solve the woman question in a system dominated by Jews. There is only one political issue on earth today. Yeah, Fadam has been repeating this, reminding us constantly that no matter what else you want to care about, it ultimately boils down to Jews. And I tend to agree that that is why those people who say you're obsessed by the Jews are beside the track. It's like, have you stopped to think what the Jews have influenced and what is the difference between our society in 1940 up to today? Because there's a massive difference, and the signature of the Jews can be found everywhere that went wrong. Politics, family court, feminism, liberation, diversity. The signature of the Jews is everywhere in there. That's why all of these subjects have been decided as mediatic taboos by the very Jews who have pushed for them. So yes, it's impossible to understand the world without understanding Jews. That being said, we do have to talk of the woman question, because we have to understand what needs to be fixed once we have fixed the problem of Jewish power over politics. And down the line, we will have to think of how do we end all the problems that were disregarded by Jewish power. This chat, did I answer it in the last show? I don't remember.
Is this mass rejection of Jewish power real? Or is by design to strip America of free speech?
I think I may have answered it already, but just in case, yes, I think it's real. If you're talking about Kanye, yeah, and Heil Hitler and the whole normification of resistance to the unfair balance of Jewish power, I think it's very real. I don't think it's a psyop to get us censored down the line. I think it's just very real. The message has passed. The truth has been observed, and people are reacting to the truth. And people are capable of exchanging about the truth without middlemen that control what we can say. Blimpy Supervisor says, JF said he thought it was real. Yeah, I had already answered this super chat. I wasn't sure. Coronal Mass Ejection says, we don't have free speech now. Yeah, exactly. There is already massive attacks on free speech. We're seeing in the Shiloh Hendricks case, a case has been referred by the police to the district attorney. It's the whole local Minnesota city, I think, that is pressing forward for charges. Now, we don't know. Sometimes the police will refer the facts to an attorney, and the attorney will say, well, there's no crime in there. But definitely, we don't have free speech effectively, because even if you don't get sued criminally for speech, there is all sorts of sideways they get at you. There's cancel culture. There is, of course, there's all the other countries where there are criminal prosecutions. But even in the U.S., you have cancel culture. You have deprivation of business rights, definancialization. You definitely don't have effective free speech. Blimpy Supervisor says, I thought the normies would never wake up, but it seems some threshold has been met. Yeah, and it's reassuring that history is cyclical enough that somehow people, early people like me who talked about this issue way before it was popular, it's interesting that I could have enough trust that it would awaken, because it's been a truth that has been agitating previous societies. Like, imagine if Germany of the 1940s can awaken. Imagine without the internet, without much of the technologies of communication that we have, if that was possible, if other people, other societies have before noticed, hey, there's this bunch of people among us. They treat us with double standard. They self-elevate. They organize like a mafia to gain power and accrue power, and it's always asymmetric with them. They can never self-examine. And the fact that people have noticed this before is telling me that there is truly something about Jewish people. They really have this ethnic manner of taking over society and giving preference to themselves. And as such, they are very bad arbiters. They are very bad arbiters in that if you give them power, they will arbitrate in their direction. Now, when you think of it evolutionarily, makes total sense that a people was born from interstate commerce, basically, was born from transacting and between this country and that country, who has evolved into a diaspora that is inter-country in nature, basically a people of what I often call carpet salesmen. The carpet salesman his way of surviving is so easy. It's I overvalue what I have, and I make more money when I sell it than when I buy it. And this asymmetry is necessary for the commercial Jews, basically, to emerge. It was necessary that what they own suddenly is valued more than what they buy. So that's how you learn to do good salesman practices. You have to buy low, sell high. But I think that this has penetrated their psychology to the point where they are incapable of engaging with the truth. To them, everything is this asymmetric game of salesmanship. So when you engage on physics, on academia, they're incapable of going back to the objective part, saying, okay, I think high of myself and all. You know how even I'm kind of a megalomaniac. If you ask me about just how important is the theory of phenotypic revolution, I'm going to be, very actively defending it. But in the end, I can step back. And I don't think that the Jewish people have this capacity to step back and say, all right, in the end, what it boils down to, removing myself, removing my own preferences, what is left of the theory of phenotypic revolution if I remove my emotional link to it? And I'm capable of getting there. And it's small what's left, but it's there. It's this, okay, my theory, what it allows to understand is the transition between genetic layers and the fact that they are layered and why they are layered. That's what it gives, period. Now I can make it poetic. I can talk to you about how it's fascinating to think of a meta cycle of evolution above regular evolution. And I can be fascinated for hours about it. But I would be incapable to push it further than what it deserves. I would be incapable to unjustly accrue an amount of attention that shouldn't be had. Now, I do think that the amount of attention this theory deserves is very high. But see, in the Jewish podcast industry, you have these promotions of books that really are terrible. They're objectively terrible. Like The Parasitic Mind of Gad Zahad. It's a fucking rag. It's really worth shit. Like, if you're not in the current time caring about Gad Zahad, let's say you're 2,000 years into the future, why would you read The Parasitic Mind? It informs us on nothing. It is not even the beginning of an evolutionary valid thinking. Even to an extent, Brett Weinstein's Guide to the Galaxy or whatever. Very poor evolutionary thinking. He tried to put evolutionary thinking into a self-help form. And it's like, no, you're not gonna get better by reading this book, and you're not neither gonna get a better individual nor a better evolutionary thinker, because the mix of the two makes both extremely weak. Rodita says, yes, the drone will drop biohazard materials, but since both sides are immune, there will be no casualties, describing the potential of the India-Pakistan war. Gorklon Rust, Elon Musk on Twitter, says, if you're interested in creating super fun revolutionary AI video games, please send examples of your prior video game work to gamestudio@xai. Oh my god. So Elon Musk is starting a game company. He wants games to be fun again. He wants games that are produced by AI. Okay, I think you should try. Personally, I'm going to continue my game as an old coding in the old way, in the blacksmith forger of games way. I prefer this. I don't like the idea of saying, oh, AI, please code a game for me that has the following features. I don't like it. John Drake says, very high, the Toronto Library has these small little kiosks now where you can take one book and replace it with another. I'm putting TRP around the city in these things. Oh, that is great. Well, yeah, that is absolutely great to be spreading the word physically like this. That is great to hear. Ice Houston has arrested a 23-year-old Honduran national, Mikael Alvarado Cerato, a convicted sex offender with a child victim. Let's see the arrest. They edit these little clips with music. Okay. Clearly there's some action for the camera. End of the line, Joel says, these news stories should be another 10,000 deported today. Yeah, we have here the individualization. Ultimately, it's interesting, isn't it? That the availability of media leads you to... It's very easy to film one deportation. And Trump is kind of a master of this. It's what he's trying to do, basically. He's trying to... Hey, here's one. Hey, here's one. Here's another. Oh, yeah. And you got the whole social media inflaming around. Oh, yeah. One more, boys. And I get it. It's fun. But when you think about it, it's a case where the availability of the media, of the camera, of the closeness with which we can film reality is now deceptive. Because the real care would be how many of those can you do? And can you do so many of those that you counteract the demographic fall of white people in America? And you probably can't. And this is where the filming becomes deceptive. It's like, oh yeah, you may have the impression that there is massive amounts of deportation at work. But all you need to be incepted with that ID, you know, inception. All that Trump needs to do for the inception is to film 365 of them, and you get one every time you wake up in the morning. You get your new video. But at the end, he's only deported 365, whereas you need about 1 million, 2 million deportations to start getting a dent. Magister Templi says, yeah, there's 16 hours awake in a day. How many can you do? Lol. Yeah, I mean, how many teams do you have? I mean, it looks like you have to have 5-6 agents to arrest a person like this. So how many of these 5-6 agent teams do you have? Cat Lady Genocide says, it's clear it's not enough per day. but at least showing these things will deter them from coming. Maybe there's some Trump magic also there. I'm willing to believe this. Perhaps. Perhaps. What do we have here? A man is about to get arrested, but he's also fighting with an alligator.
Get out of that water!
He's trying to intimidate the alligator with words.
Last one to bit me, watch. I'm gonna turn it upside down, I'm gonna gut it. Come on, sunshine. I didn't do anything, can I please?
And then do what? Go to jail twice?
What the f***? Dude, I don't want to go to jail. I didn't do anything. I didn't hurt anyone. I didn't do anything.
He prefers staying around the alligator.
I'll beat that his ass, hold him upside down, and stick my finger in his ass and make him drown.
He wants to stick his finger in the alligator's ass and make him drown.
Well,
now he's getting close.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Yo, I hear you, bro, but it's a...
Okay, everyone has their own sports. Yeah, he may have, maybe he was getting arrested for abusing wildlife. We have another case of a migrant who was evicted from the U.S. because she was found to have tortured animals on YouTube. Basically, she was cutting these rabbits to cook them and frogs, and you know, she was dropping them kind of rough in her in her cooking pot. So the Trump administration said, that's animal abuse. You are out of the U.S. You know, she was making these videos where the woman just drops, you know, how they will drop a whole animal in the bowl. She was dropping a whole frog, dropping a whole rabbit, and then skinning the rabbit. Cat lady genocide says maybe he did mushrooms like those Alberta housewives. I don't know what's happening with the Alberta housewives. I blocked them. Well, when you start going with the false discourse about me and you start believing false allegations about me, even when I granted you an interview where I'm there to take you by the hand and guide you toward the truth, I have very little patience. When people say something false about my life, and I know it's false, I know it's false. It's not like... Okay, if we were to disagree about an outside event that's political in nature, maybe you're right, I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. But when you talk about me, I know who I am and I know what I've did, what I've done and what I've not done. So when these people get into my personal life, that's where you see they have zero technique to find the truth. They just follow their woman instinct, which is pretty weak. The left is already melting down over the ICE arrest of mayor and gubernatorial candidate Ras Baraka. So a mayor in the Newark mayor arrested because he trespassed on ICE property. What was he trying to do? Some sort of leftist revolution, some sort of protest, some sort of putting ICE in trouble for how they treat migrants. Well, now he's been arrested for trespass.
Guys, this just in, ICE agents have just arrested and detained the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. His name is Ras Baraka. He was just arrested at an ICE detention center for allegedly meeting with members of Congress, joining in a protest. We're still getting more information about this, but this is absolutely insane. The Trump regime has made it really clear that they're willing to go after mayors of cities just because they...
Well, it looks like he may have, during that protest, he may have committed the crime of trespass. So whether he's a mayor or not, you have to apply the law. Yeah, but it sucks that we're in this society where even the mayors, even the supposed elite, coronal mass ejection, says the mayor is a migrant. I think so. His name is Ras Baraka or whatever. So he seems brown. I don't know if it's black, Indian, or whatever. African, I don't know. Yeah, this is the woman. African woman in Pennsylvania launches fundraiser after conviction for animal torture. She was convicted in Pennsylvania of felony animal cruelty for running a YouTube channel where she tortured and skinned animals on camera. She is now fearing deportation. Yeah, well, I don't know about the treatment of animals. I know that I can't. Like, if I was to hunt a deer, film all of it, and skin the deer live on a live stream, I would get in trouble. So the woman should also get in trouble. It's not that, personally, I think that the killing of animal, including some degree of suffering as part of it, is fine. We are animal eaters, and we're going to have to kill the animal one way or another. There's going to be a moment where it's rough. It's either going to be bleeding, or it's going to be shocked to the brain, or whatever it is that you want to do. It's going to be, there's going to be something disgusting about it. And I'm fine that there is this moment at the end of life that animals that we eat have to go through, and there will be some pain. I just want that pain to be minimized to the extent possible. Blimpy supervisor says you scored highly on ethnoguesser, JF, you should know. Yeah, but it's not even that I had difficulty identifying the race of the mayor. That I saw his face quickly when I was on my phone, and I didn't pay attention to him. That's why. Antizog says many animals kill humans too. Yes, but I don't think that needs to be the case for killing to be okay. But yeah, I do wish we were in a society that says, look, because these things are happening, they might as well happen in the open. And I wish we were in a society that says, yeah, you can do a video about skinning a deer and not be in trouble with YouTube. But we're not in that society. We are in the society of hypocrisy. End of the line, Joel says 100 gorillas versus 100 lunchtime rowdies. People are making these simulations like 1,000 gorillas against 1 million humans, and the gorillas are just throwing humans. And they have models going on and everything. Frog Eyes says, has anyone noticed that JF, in the AMA thumbnail, today's thumbnail, looks like North African JF? Ah, oh, bro, this thumbnail, I remember. I had perfectly fine thumbnails. And Mama JF was fucking annoying. She was like, I want you to change your AMA thumbnail. And I was like, why? And she was like, you make a face that's weird. It seems like you're trying to throw me messages. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to make a new thumbnail just to not trigger you. And I make a new thumbnail, and she's like, it's worse. I want another picture. And it ended up being that picture that was, which I find ugly personally. I don't think it's my best picture. I think I can look much better than this and much whiter than this. But somehow, it was the first picture that I took that she was like, okay, I accept this one. But it's so annoying, this way females are... they enter in your life and they do these capricious requests for no fucking reason except their own delusions. It fucking sucks. So yeah, don't talk to me about this thumbnail. It awakens bad memories. June 6th is D-Day for trans troops. Leave now or be tracked down and kicked out, DOD says. Yeah, it's interesting because I was wondering. It's one thing to say trans are not welcome in the army anymore. It's another thing to track down who is trans. Because some of them might be, might be just disguised as their current sex, or they may have reverted to their biological sex so that they don't get caught by the army. In other words, if you're not walking around in your dresses at all, how would I know if you're a trans? And maybe I would know instinctively from your little gay lips or whatever, but how, as a director of the army, how would I say, you are fired for being trans? You are not. You are gay, but you are trans. That's hard. Frog Eyes says, in the Discord, someone posted an AI-generated African-American JF picture. I lolled. Okay, Rodilacid says, JF, you should make a new AMA thumbnail, but psychically send a message to someone while taking it. Stop with these delusions. Walulu sends a super chat. Thank you very much for the support. He says, Alberta Housewives. She didn't like his AMA photo and he was annoyed. Interesting. Yeah, see, this is exactly what women do. They entertain each other's delusions. It's like, come on, woman. Come back to reality here, please. They do that in their circles of fucking women. Are you sure you're not getting abused? Are you sure your husband is good? Oh, did your husband abide by your request to change the very triggering AMA picture? They do that and they parasitize society with it. They destroy society one marriage at a time. Artemis says, hey JF, how did you build your mindset and resilience? Is it something you've had since childhood, or is it something you intentionally developed through challenges and hardships? I would say that generally I believe this is something in psychology that they've studied, and that's my impression also personally, that resilience and the ability to take lots of hits in life comes from simply emotional stability in your upbringing. So if you've had good parents and you've had good education, raising, and everything you needed in your youth, I would say up to teenage years, let's say, that's the part that matters most. From 0 to 5 matters a lot. From 0 to 15 matters in general too. But if you've been equipped with very solid reference points in your life, then the challenges that come in your life will be easier to handle. And I would say that's how it feels to me. I don't feel that I've been challenged by life and that I learned as I was challenged how to handle those challenges. I believe I've been given a cornerstone of strength from my good upbringing, and nothing special, you know. I didn't grow up with rich parents or anything. Just good parents, good life as a kid will give you a kind of solid pillar in life in which then you can look at the rest of the world and see it as the parasites that they are and say, and be kind of like Captain America with a shield and just kick out the zombie as they come toward you. I was thinking about this, about just the shit of the world in which we live, the shitty aspect of people. And my girlfriend, she comes at it from a Christian perspective. And I come at it from a very different perspective, but we connect on this, and that to her, it's all normal that everyone is low-level parasites and and terrible sewer level people because they're sinners to her. They are people who they come in the default mode of humanity, and she calls them sinners. I call them parasites and people that annoy me and obstacles. But in a way, it's the same concept when you think about it. We're not so far on this. Frog Eyes says, "Hey, Grok, generate an image of JF in a military uniform and as a transgender woman." Oh, boy, you guys are doing some weird experimentations. The Trump administration's biggest wins and biggest fails so far. The complete shutdown of illegal immigration. Only a month after Trump's arrival, nearly all illegal border crossings stopped. This, that's good, but do we know this for sure? How would you know about a border crossing if it's been successful? Doge closes USAID and other saboteur agencies. Yes, that was very good. Tariff campaign. Not sure about it. It kind of crashed the economy, but now it's recovering. So I'm not sure overall about whether this accomplished anything. Removal of LGBT DEI propaganda from schools and federal institutions. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Freedom for January 6th prisoner. Yeah, that's true. This happened. The pardons and everything. There was the pardon of Ross Ulbricht. Akin Man says Trump didn't let Elon audit the Pentagon. Yeah, and those are big expenses. This has been going on for decades without review. So it's like the people of that club are just sending themselves money. Yes, there would need to be a review of this. The failures, exposure of Biden admin, economic manipulation. The Epstein file release, the foreign aid to Israel, definitely a big point of failure. Continued military aid to Ukraine. It's true. A lot of the Trump stuff has been talking, but acting very slowly and being sludgy like the system. And it's like, if the system needs such an important revolution, why wouldn't you act quick and cut out everything? Real ID and biometric tracking of U.S. citizens. I mean, I don't really care about this because apparently there's nothing much new about this real ID. And in fact, your driver's license qualifies as a real ID and your passport apparently. So it's like, well, if you've accepted the concept of passports, the real ID stuff is the same, just usable within the country. Moscow Victory Day held without incident as Ukrainian drone attacks cease. So apparently there was a Ukraine drone that was shut down when the president of China came to Russia. But other than this, it seems that Moscow was left alone. Jaguar begins search for new ad agency after woke disaster. Yeah, Jaguar was so... they went so gay. It's like, how can you market your luxury car to people who are in a sexual minority? They had trans and gays in their pink Jaguar in their ads. It was absolutely terrible. Bad idea. Just bad idea. Faguar. Says end of the line Joel. And, you know, when you look at the car, it's like it's almost undetachable anymore. Like, you could make new ads. I will forever see this car as very gay because it's been promoted with gays around it. And in my mind, the association is there forever. I wouldn't feel manly at all driving into my Jaguar, it feels like a car from another era. I want something more simple. I wouldn't, even if I was to buy a luxury car, it wouldn't be a Jaguar. The mayor of Rochester, Minnesota, updating on the Shiloh Hendricks protesters. She says that there has been an investigation by the police, and now the police has referred the facts to the district attorney.
The Rochester Police Department has completed its investigation, and following standard procedure, has referred the matter on to the Rochester City Attorney's Office for review.
Do you really think we're getting fairness when a fucking woman like this is in charge of supervising that the police does this and that, and that they refer to the district attorney? There is absolute female pressure on this, and white female pressure, to go after Shiloh Hendricks. They want to criminalize speech, because the N-word doesn't get clearer than this. The N-word being a First Amendment protected concept. And you would have to yell it repeatedly and aggressively, and you would have to follow the person, and you would have to repeat it 1,000 times as they ask you to leave, as they ask you to leave them alone, before it becomes anything like harassment. We are clearly, a single use of the N-word basically cannot not be protected by the First Amendment. But we're exactly in this place where the leftists have been trying to say that burning the American flag is free speech, but burning an LGBT flag is harassment for sexual orientation. We are in this feminine space here. And when you stay around people like in states like Minnesota, where females are heading the nation, you're gonna end up with prosecution for the N-word. Which is why I've recommended from the beginning that Shiloh leaves the state. She is close to $1 million. Now she has the money to leave the state and get to a place where you're safe, because they will not honor an extradition treaty in a right-wing area for speech. If Minnesota decides, well, this was abuse of a young boy through speech. If Minnesota decides this, and a state like South Dakota, North Dakota will say, no, we're not extraditing Shiloh for this.
Received that this morning, and as needed, they will be working with the city attorney, who will work with the Olmsted County Attorney's Office to determine the next steps. So that's where we're at right now. The report, the incident has been investigated, and now it's in the attorney's hands. The process is being handled with intention, care, and urgency. That's been really difficult. And I'll just say, please, please, in the future, if things happen, call the police. The Rochester.
And so they're basically saying, in the future, if you hear the N-word, call the police. Well, first, we all know that black people will not be prosecuted for the use of the N-word. There's a couple of rap songs that would otherwise be criminal content. And so basically we're talking about the targeting of whites in their use of First Amendment protected speech. Absolutely disgusting. What else do we have before we close the show? A 2012 comment James Gunn made on his old Facebook account criticizing Nolan's first two Batman films has resurfaced. I have problems with both of Nolan's films. I don't think either one is classic, and I don't even really think Batman Begins is good, despite being the first cinematic dark take on Batman. The movie is awful. Yeah, I would agree. Christopher Nolan is a genius. But Batman Begins, not particularly interesting. this whole idea of he's a ninja, you know, going to search for himself and learn the ninja arts. Not as interesting as the Joker, of course. Silent Guy says the man in that area should ditch those women and leave them there with the Somalis. Exactly. This reconnects to my initial point on this show. The guy who was asking, what do I do with these children who are denying me? Let people live in their own shit. Let people live in their own shit and don't try to save them from it. They get what they fucking deserve.